This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll dig into the personalities of politicians. Narcissists? Sociopaths? We'll find out what exactly defines narcissism and sociopathy and see how it applies to the people running for political office where you live. Here in a little bit, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Right back into your calls and thoughts. Ladies first, we've got Bernice in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Bernice.
Oh, hi. Do you remember me?
Well, there's a lot of people to call the show, and no, not necessarily. So
I do, but our listeners who are listening now likely don't. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. You remember months ago I called you to talk about my son, Christopher? You remember he became a ward at the state when he was 19?
Right.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, moved him to another home in August because something happened at that home. Chris was outside the home one day, and he exposed himself. And I think a neighbor saw him, and she called the police, so they decided to move him again.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you he'd been in like seven different homes. Yeah. Since
is this closer or farther from your house?
This one is closer.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the reason that he became a ward of the state? Is because it was determined he couldn't take care of himself? I don't recall the details there.
They said we was a hindrance to his mental health needs.
As the family members, they said you weren't helping, so the state took him.
Yeah, he was supposed to have a mental illness when they said we was a hindrance. But we had him on our insurance because of disability, you know. So, and also he had doctors, you know. Mm-hmm.
So what did you call to tell us tonight? Just that he'd been moved, or was there something else that has developed?
I did call Senator Hilda's Brand's office. He's a senator in Michigan, a state senator. Mm-hmm. And I called his office last week, and I talked to somebody on the staff. I told her that they don't keep Chris in a home long. He's been in seven different homes, you know, since he was 19, and he don't stay in home long. Anyway, she called me back some days later, and she told me to talk to the guardian. But, you know, the guardian doesn't have to listen to me because she's a state-appointed guardian, you know. You know, that's up to, you
well,
know,
so it's not unusual to get a runaround, right, from these politicians.
It's got to really stink when it's your kid, though.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they don't care. And if they pretend to care, then that's really all they're doing is they're just pretending because it's election season. And then once they get elected again, they won't care again. It's really frustrating. And, Bernice, I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Boy, it must really suck to live in a state where when you call a senator for the state, you have to talk to staff members. Because in New Hampshire, you don't have to do that. In New Hampshire, you can actually call, and the senator around here, she's got her cell phone number listed on the state website last time I looked. You can call her on her cell phone. I mean, that's pretty unusual compared to a lot of states. I don't know how many states where it's like that, but in New Hampshire, if you love freedom, if you're a liberty-loving individual listening to this show, then try to imagine what it could be like to actually be able to speak to these people. I understand they may be sociopaths, some of them, but in New Hampshire, you can actually talk to these people. And to that end, I think that helps connect them with the people they're supposedly representing. They don't have the political staff to use as gatekeepers to protect them from the opinions of the public.
I think it can help, but at this point, this poor lady is separated from her son, and likely it's never going to change.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything was going to change for her. She lives in Michigan. I just was saying that if, you know, I feel bad for her because, you know, if you live in a place where these folks are, you know, first of all, they're mostly unaccountable in general, but if you can't even talk to them, I mean, that's a pretty isolating thing, right? Oh, I talked to her staff member. Well, great. That her staff member's job is to prevent the senator, or his staff member's job is to prevent the senator
from having to
talk to you and having to make things up on the spot and come up with lies and whatever. Let the staff member just blow everybody off rather than actually have to, listen to what somebody has to say. Here in New Hampshire, we've actually got dozens of liberty-oriented people who are running for state office. Now, how many of those people are sociopaths? I don't know. I imagine we would find out once they got elected if they had any sociopathic tendencies. But I do know that we have had people in New Hampshire who love freedom, who've been elected as both Republicans and Democrats. And that's something that the libertarian movement around the country cannot claim. We've had more success in a decade of the Free State Project, of the early mover phase of the Free State Project. The full-on move hasn't even happened yet. The idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to one place, we've only got 1,600 of them so far. The official move has yet to begin. We've already gotten a dozen liberty folks in at one time in the state house.
Yeah, I would say that it's just a guess here, but I'll bet you that the Free State Project will have more people elected this term than the Libertarian Party has had elected in its existence.
I'd say that's an accurate statement. I think it's already true. I think that's,
in one term,
yeah,
versus its entire existence.
Yeah.
That's why I just, politics, third party, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Let's go to Corey in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KZNU. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys talked a little bit about a week ago about the dance law here in St. George, that the cops shut down a dance because...
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
And so I was going to give you guys a little update what's going on.
Yeah, please.
My buddy, Jeff, we were all chatting on Facebook about what we were going to do about it. And he posted something on something on Facebook, and then he got a message from Jared Teddington responding to him. And he said, Jared Teddington's the guy who owns Heart of Dixie, the guy who's one of the main promoters for all the dances.
So this was the promoter that got into an agreement with a funds, kind of like a family fun zone kind of place there in St. George. They were going to have kind of a Halloween bash a couple weeks ago, and the police showed up claiming they didn't have a permit for dancing, and that if anyone was caught dancing, there would be punishment to be doled out. And essentially the police shut down the party by doing that. But go ahead with the rest of the story.
Yeah, and so that they got shut down, and so Jared Teddington, buddy Jeff wanted to do a protest dance of some form.
Mm.
And this Thursday night, there's going to be an event at the town hall where they're going to go and voice their concerns to the town hall in the beginning, and then afterwards there's going to be a dance.
Awesome. That's excellent. Now, where will this dance be held?
It's at the firehouse, apparently.
Hold on, just to be clear. Is that a club, or is that like...
The place where the fire engines are parked.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely sure, but it's probably going to be announced a little bit more as time goes on. But DJs have already volunteered for it, so it's going to happen. And so it'll be at 9 o'clock that same night.
And the same promoter, the Heart of Dixie, they're behind this?
The Heart of Dixie guy wants to do the protest at the city council, but then some other people have come up with the dance afterwards.
And will the dance, just curious, will the dance be bothering to pull a permit?
It possibly could.
Oh, that would be unfortunate. It would be a real tragedy to hold supposed to be a protest dance and then to pull a permit.
I don't think they're charging money for it, though. And that's the reason they couldn't really pull a permit on that one because they're not actually charging a dance if they're not actually charging.
Does that matter when it comes to the rules there, the city ordinance in St. George, whether or not the dance party is, to make money or not?
Yeah, that actually does matter. I read the law the other day. It was pretty
ridiculous.
Clear in that well, you can't make, that it was all about the business owner and making money in it. So if the dance
keep me in the loop, because I think you should be able to make money in dance or not make money in dance. Either way, dancing should be legal in St. George, but you shouldn't have to ask permission, and I hope you guys don't. Let us know what happens, Corey, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the update, dude. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The show rolls on here tonight. It is, of course, election, the election evening. There are numbers rolling in across the East Coast, I imagine, at this point in certain places. And if you've had an interesting ballot measure that you're excited about where you're located, I'd like to hear about it. I know that in Florida, I think it's ballot measure number 2, that will be legalizing medical cannabis, which would be an amazing thing, and also a bizarre situation if it were to happen, because in Florida it's also illegal to possess a pipe that is used for the the consumption of drugs. So I'm wondering if they'll be arresting medical patients if the medical program goes through, but then continue to arrest the patients for possession of drug paraphernalia, which in Florida can also net you a felony if you are now if you're caught a second time with a pipe, with a marijuana pipe. The second time is a felony charge in Florida. So we'll see how the voters decide on that one. I'm interested to know. I do know that in Guam, apparently, they legalized medical marijuana. Voters in Guam approved a ballot initiative that would legalize marijuana for debilitating medical conditions such as epilepsy, HIV, cancer, and glaucoma. The bill passed by more than 56% makes Guam the first U.S. territory to legalize medical pot. In addition, voters in Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. will be deciding to legalize pot for recreational purposes. Of course, we know that D.C., through their process, which is an arduous one, the city council already has decriminalized possession of up to an ounce, I believe it was an ounce, maybe 2 ounces, but and at least an ounce of marijuana within city limits, and that did go through. So we may see more legalization pass within the next 24 hours by the time we get the results tomorrow at some point. So if you'd like to comment on those numbers when they're available to bring them to our attention, certainly we are not paying attention to all 50 states. I don't know what's going on out there, so it's up to you to inform us if something exciting is happening. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, ballot measures can actually have an immediate or mostly immediate effect on the political system. And so they're, to me, more interesting than politician A versus politician B. And we were talking earlier about these politicians, and I want to continue doing that here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about antiwar.com.
Yeah, antiwar.com is a very unique website. It's a website that takes a look at the foreign policy issues from a standpoint that the average news agency doesn't. They're all pro-state and all pro-war. Antiwar.com attempts to be as unbiased as they can while promoting the anti-war state, standpoint. So please go to antiwar.com and check them out, because the fact is that the mainstream media, the Federal Reserve, they have all the money they need. Antiwar.com, really, they don't have anything but you. The staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin for all you Bitcoin millionaires out there. antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
So we're sharing a story from LouRockwell.com, and I believe it is syndicated over from Doug Casey's International Man, author Jeff Thomas, writing about the sociopaths that are running for political office and explaining why it is that things never change. I mean, despite the fact that every 2 to 4 years, there's always some new batch of politicians claiming they're going to change things and they're going to make things better, more free, and lower taxes, and all kinds of promises are made. And, of course, they're always broken. Inevitably, these people are proven to be a bunch of liars and scumbags and thugs, but yet Americans continue to believe the story that this time is different. This batch of politicians this year, we need to get them into office because they're the ones who are going to save us. And of course, anybody that's paying attention over all these years should know that that's a bunch of bunk. But the question was, well, why is this happening? Well, because sociopaths, people, who just don't care about you and are only interested in helping themselves, have no remorse, and we'll get into some of the details on what a sociopath is here. But these politicians, the people that seek these positions, they're the ones who want to rule over people. They're the ones who desire control. And they're, in many cases, willing to do anything that it takes to get that control over you, including tell you all kinds of lies, tell you exactly what it is that you want to hear. And so what is narcissism and sociopathy, and how do they fit the character traits of these politicians, these psychopathies?
I found myself more lining up with the sociopathic traits than the narcissistic traits.
So the traits of narcissism include...
Okay, let's hear them.
Grandiose sense of self-importance, preoccupied with...
Well, what does that mean? What is a grandiose sense of self-importance?
Someone who thinks that they're very, very important, I guess.
But
yeah, some people believe that they're just going to live and have some relationships and die and not really leave a real big impact on the world necessarily. Some people are born and they just think that they're destined to be huge and
like you, Mark.
But some
where
people
you,
are.
You know, talk about how you're a super genius.
Well, the super genius thing, I don't expect you to get it. But the fact is that super genius is a joke. Wile E. Coyote, back in the 70s when they had him talk, he hand out the card, Wile E. Coyote,
yeah,
super genius, right? And
sometimes I think you don't get the joke, though.
This is the guy that gets clobbered on a regular basis. So the super genius thing's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I think I'm a smart guy? I do think I'm a smart guy. Do I think Free Talk Live would fall apart without me? I do think that Free Talk Live would fall apart without me. Do I think that I'm going to make an impact on the world? Yes, I do.
Is that a grandiose sense of self-importance?
It's realistic.
I don't know. It's up to you to decide that. Going on with a list here of narcissism, preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success and power, requires excessive admiration, has a pronounced sense of entitlement, is exploitative of others, lacks empathy, and demonstrates arrogant, haughty behavior. Sociopathy includes superficial charm and good intelligence.
I think I've got a few of those things from the narcissistic thing. I've got a few of those. But I'm not empathetic. I'm certainly empathetic. And as far as haughty behavior, I treat people very nice.
Johnny Ray?
Let's see. I'm kind of a curious mix of arrogance and humility, but I do not have a grandiose sense of self-importance. I'd say that I did when I was 12. Mm. Like I knew that I was. That's when it was when I was 12 when I started having ideas that all these other people were robots just put here to test me. but I grew out of that. You know, the evidence didn't really support that theory of mine. Preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success and power. Preoccupied, no. Requires excessive admiration, no. Profound sense of entitlement. I do get wounded sometimes when people don't treat me a certain way, but then I realize that I was kind of being silly. Lacks empathy. No, I think that I am sort of empathetic. But with you've just begun the sociopathy. Superficial charm, I have that. Good intelligence, yes. Great intelligence, no.
All right, we'll come back with more here. What is a sociopath? What is that? What are the personality descriptions here? 855, 450-FREE. Do these apply to politicians in your area? Good chance they do, whether you realize it or not. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here on whatever's on your mind as well.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about some of the personality traits that you'll find common to politicians. Yes, likely the politicians running for office, even in your area. Turns out they're pretty much all the same. Yeah, I know. You probably think there's some kind of difference between... There's a chance you think there's some kind of difference between the Republicans and Democrats in your area. But the reality is, most of them just want to control your life. Maybe they have different ideas about how to go about doing that. Maybe some of them would prefer to increase their control in one area, and others would prefer to increase their control in another area. But one thing you can almost count on is whichever set of them that you decide to vote for, if you decide to vote, that odds are good that if they get elected, they're not going to work to repeal any of the stuff that's already been put into place. They're going to work to pass new stuff, new restrictions and new taxes and new controls and regulations.
Right.
They will spend next to zero time trying to withdraw old bad programs and end old taxes. No, no, you won't see any of that happening no matter who you elect.
Right. I mean, like, ask yourself for just a second, what was the last program that some Democrat or Republican repealed? I mean, it's pretty rare that you see it happen at all. The sad part is Republicans are supposed to be the party of small government. You never see them repeal anything. Like, nothing. I just can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, you must
the
have
Democrats
missed it, Mark.
Try to expand freedom in the area of sort of social freedoms, and they actually try to do it, but usually in the process they grow the government. Libertarians, they don't get elected at all. So...
Well, except in New Hampshire, where libertarians are getting elected as
but not,
Republicans
I'm
and
talking
Democrats.
About political parties here.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you're right about that. So we're going down a list of traits from politicians, or what they likely will share. Narcissistic traits, sociopathy. What is sociopathy? Well, it's superficial charm and good intelligence. This according to a piece over on LouRockwell.com. Unreliability, untruthfulness, and insincerity. A lack of remorse.
Which one is this
shame.
One?
This is sociopathy.
Sociopathy. So they tell lies. Yep. They don't feel bad about it.
They're unreliable. They won't do what they say they're going to do.
That's what a liar is.
Lack of remorse and shame. Poor judgment and failure to learn by experience. And pathologic egocentricity and incapacity for love.
Now, incapacity for love. Okay.
In examining the traits and comparing them to the traits we observe in our political leaders, we no longer wonder why our leaders are not more truthful, more reliable, more representative, less arrogant, etc. In fact, in any given situation, we can expect overreach from leaders in each of the following categories: an assumed right to power over both the electorate and other sovereign states, extreme lack of concern for truth right. or integrity.
I wouldn't doubt for a second that politicians actually believe they have a right to rule you. As a matter of fact, I think most of the public believes that, too. Most probably because, like, it's been handed down for so long, it's not even questioned. At some point in the past, somebody kidnapped somebody else and said, you're going to be my slave. And this happened, you know, often enough that, okay, I'm the slave, I guess I don't run away now. And... That person that owned them was basically owned by some ruler or king or noble or whatever, and then that noble was owned by some king or emperor or whatever, and it just goes on up the line. And that king said, I get my power from God, whatever that God might be. Mm-hmm. The God's been different in different situations. But basically, that's what they've been telling the people all along, is I get my power from God. It really hasn't changed that much now. Now the God is kind of the collective we. We give the power to the president.
Which I don't.
No, I don't give the power to him either. But I'm just saying that that's what people believe.
Right.
Like somehow these people have power because we have given it to them. No, I haven't. And I can't give somebody power if I can't withdraw it. If I cannot withdraw the power I've given somebody, then I can't give it to them. Do you understand?
You also can't give
it's only
someone,
stolen from me.
But also you can't give someone power you don't have to give. Right. So. If we believe in rights, and I think those of us on the show do believe in rights, if we believe in rights, then you don't have the ability, you don't have the right to take someone else's life from them. You don't have the right to take someone else's money from them. And so therefore, I don't have the ability to give anyone else the power to do those things either. I can't, by telling Johnny Ray that I give him power over, you know, people, that doesn't give him anything. It doesn't give him the right to do those things because I don't
by
have
the
that
power
right.
vested in me by the state of who cares.
Well, but
I now pronounce you man and wife.
What I could do is if I really thought Johnny Ray would be better than me at ruling my life, and if Johnny Ray were interested in that job, I could hire Johnny Ray to be a consultant for me and, you know, give me advice, or I could tell Johnny Ray that I would do everything that he told me to do, and we could enter into some sort of an agreement with one another. But that's not what voting is.
I think that's specious, really, because mostly what the government does is it provides goods and services, provides services, very few goods. The government usually outsources goods. Because if the government tried to actually manufacture something, we would see how inefficient and bad they are at it. But when they provide services like fire protection, garbage collection, protection from military protection, or the creation of roads or things, that sort of thing, it's not as nearly as apparent to people how inefficient the government is. Everybody understands the government's inefficient, but look, I should be able to decide who provides me trash pickup, shouldn't I? Really?
Yes.
Shouldn't I be able to decide that? In many places you can.
Not many places, but in New Hampshire you typically can.
Many places around the world you certainly can. Hmm. But there are people in the United States that believe that somehow garbage pickup can't be handled unless the government does it. There are examples all over the place. There are private roads all over the place. There are private power companies. There are private water companies. And frankly, everything the government does could be provided by a private organization. Everything.
So going on here with the list of things that might apply to your local politicians, an extreme lack of concern for truth or integrity. That is, reality becomes whatever the leader has most recently decided it is. Lack of true concern for the electorate on any level, although concern may very well be pretended. Inconsistency and unreliability in actions and policymaking. Fascination with the opportunities for armed conflict, both domestic and international. Carelessness in the sacrifice of the lives of others in combat situations. Armed conflict is an interesting game to them rather than an unfortunate necessity.
Well, those would be, in many cases, those are the politicians and the generals and the officers and those kind of things, the people that don't deal with it. But sometimes they do.
Whatever nation the reader is from, he might reread the above description whilst picturing each of the last several leaders in his country and ask himself if these traits apply. Again, the larger the country, the more likely that all the boxes are ticked with regard to every leader, regardless of political party. In addition, if the reader decides to extend the exercise to those on the second or third tiers of power, like deputy prime minister, vice president, chancellor, etc., secretary of state, depending upon the jurisdiction, my guess would be that these individuals would also fit the bill fairly well. Right then. So we were already a bit glum about those who ostensibly were elected to so-called represent our interests. Now it appears not only that they are a bad lot, but that there is little hope for improvement, short of exhuming Guy Fawkes and cloning him in large numbers. So, what can we glean from this exercise? Well, we can surmise that whether a sovereign state was founded as a free republic, or whether it was founded right from the outset as an oppressive state, it's certain that the pathological individuals will be those who most desperately seek office. This means that over time, the new state will invariably progress toward tyranny until such a time as the system is ended and started anew. And what this means is that you might wish to assess the point that your home country has reached in its decline and consider whether it has reached the point of diminishing returns in regards to your own personal freedom to live life as you see fit. The good news is that at any point in history, countries exist that are at different stages of decline, and the reader has choices as to where he might reside, work, and invest if he wishes to pursue them. So I guess the suggestion here is that if you don't like it, leave. And certainly there are some better options than others as far as where you can live around the world. And I think it's an interesting observation that in a larger population area, you're more likely to get the more psychopathic people in positions of power because, there's a larger population from which to choose those psychopaths.
They can rule them.
So if you're in a smaller population area, there aren't as many psychos. Maybe they won't be as extreme. And maybe the free staters, the liberty-minded folks, will have a chance against them. And that's what we're hoping will happen tonight here in New Hampshire as a bunch of liberty people are on the ballot. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And if you've been looking for some precious metals like gold and silver, you don't need to look any farther than our friends over at Midas Resources. By the way, they've got them, and you can get them online or call them toll-free at 877-857-9938. Midas Resources is the company that is behind the Genesis Communications Network, and that's the company that syndicates Free Talk Live and now has done so for a decade. Sent out a message to our industry list today informing program directors around the country that Free Talk Live is now 10 years old in syndication, which is
hard to believe.
That's a big deal. That's a long time for doing the show. We've been doing the show since 2002, but we were syndicated in 2004. So we've been around for 12 years, and 10 of those 12 years as a syndicated program now on over 160 radio stations.
Is that weekday syndication, or are you talking about weekend syndication when we started?
Weekday.
Weekday. So yeah. We've actually been syndicated longer than 10 years now?
10 years in like a month.
Some months. No, it was longer than that because we got asked to be weekdays after two shows, so 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
but we had to take a little time.
We had to take that. It took a few months for you to put together the studio, at least two.
Yeah.
So some months.
It's 10 years, Mark.
Yes.
10 years. So anyway, thanks to the Genesis Communications Network and their hardworking crew behind the scenes for helping make all this possible, and it's Midas Resources that also helps make this possible. Listeners like you. Buying your gold and silver through Midas Resources helps Free Talk Live. It helps us directly in that we get a very, very small amount off of each sale, and it helps us indirectly in that it helps Midas Resources, and if Midas Resources is a healthy business, then Genesis Communications Network, it follows, should also be a healthy business. So you can go and get your gold and silver at silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. Takes you to the same place, or call them up toll-free at 877-857-9938. Gold and silver, great hedges against inflation over time. And right now, Mark, you told me the other day, silver is at its lowest point in quite a while.
Yeah,
16,
many, many
17
years.
Bucks, something like that. So good time to buy. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's a story over at Time Magazine claiming that third-party candidates make a difference far less often than you think. Let's go first to Pete in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
Hey, how you doing? My comment for the radio is, you know, we're talking before about the biblical need for execution.
The what?
The biblical.
Remember we're talking about the biblical need for execution?
A biblical need?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's called justice. Part of love is justice. So I think we should touch on that because, you know, I think you should apologize to me, you know?
Oh, you're going to be one of those callers, are you? Go ahead.
I'm a conservative. You know, if you don't like it, Sarah Palin's going to call in an airstrike, baby. You know, or Michelle Bachmann, you know? The Tea Party. See, I quit the Tea Party. I used to be the cadre of the Tea Party out in this area, but I quit. You know why? Because they just didn't fear God. They were afraid to publish No King But King Jesus on their literature instead of just Don't Tread on Me Only. They need to include No King But King Jesus. How do you free staters expect to stay free and, you know, to stay out of jail and have all these miracles happen without Jesus Christ? Because what you're talking about is a miracle. The freedom that we lost happened because of our sin, and it's going to take a miracle to get it back. So the only one that can give that is Jesus Christ. So how do you expect to get it without Jesus Christ?
Okay, so first off, I think that small government does not include a big government apparatus for killing people. Killing people is a very big state power, and so growing that particular state power isn't a definition of small government. Secondly, if you're claiming that there was more freedom at the founding of the United States, I would point out to you that there were people who were non-Christians that founded the United States. Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson. It's not a lie. All you have to do is go look at history books and find out what a deist is.
That's a damnable lie. They weren't deists. Okay. They're from the Church of England. 32 of the original signers were Episcopalian. I mean, haven't you ever read the farewell address of Washington? Haven't you ever looked at the inscription on his coffin? Haven't you ever looked at all the state's preambles? Don't tell me they're a deist. You damn liberals. You rewrote all the stuff because you wanted...
You're a liberal, Mark. Right, I'm a liberal. I've been a Republican all my whole life. I'm a liberal.
Nuts.
Well, no, you won't.
Well, yes, I am. I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Okay.
That's a threat. That's not very nice.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, your bunch of, you know, it's crazy. You wanted to start a riot in the pumpkin patch. I know it wasn't you, but what do you think that's going to do? Why don't you arm yourself like Guy Fawkes, your hero, and why don't you say enough of this? You're always pointing at somebody else.
Guy Fawkes is not my hero. Guy Fawkes was violent. Guy Fawkes blew up a building.
You've got to buy Guy Fawkes mask hanging on the wall.
Don't find that heroic. Just because of a mask doesn't mean anything. You could have a Jason Voorhees mask. Doesn't mean you support murder.
I got one of those. You know, it's a ski mask because, see, you know what? If you're in a little unit of guerrillas, if you have to protect your house and your property, last resort, you don't want them to see your face. You block your eyes. You block all that. I don't look bad.
You know, Pete, there was a recent post on the one of our forums where a listener says that he thinks you're a troll, that you're not real.
Oh, so I'm the CIA. Well, you know what? That listener, you know what? He's gonna be one of the 95% that gets that fire and brimstone rain on him, baby.
What kind of God? I mean, do you believe that your God's a loving God?
You're darn right. Part of justice is love. You can't have mercy without justice. If the state doesn't do what
you
God wants,
you seem like a really confused guy. Like,
part of justice is love. Part of love is nut kicking.
Oh, come on. You can't have mercy without justice. How do you say I love you if you're not willing to stick up for what's right? Come on, don't give me that. That's fashion.
Well, where are you right now? There's a lot of noise in the background.
I'm in public among a bunch of idiots and zombies. That's where I'm at. Excuse me.
I think he's real.
I think he's absolutely real. There are plenty of nuts like this in the world.
You look in the mirror, pal. You don't know what reality is. You know what? Anything outside of the Bible is a lie from hell, including your political theories. How the hell do you expect you're gonna make things happen without Jesus Christ, huh?
Well, I don't know that the Bible and Jesus Christ are really related.
Thanks for the call, Pete.
And I don't think it would necessarily be a miracle for the Free State Project to succeed in what they're doing.
Because it's just numbers.
The history tells me from the time of the Assyrians to now, we've been getting more and more individual freedom, more and more decentralization. And that's just what I expect the future to hold for us. I've always been optimistic long term. There could be hiccups now and then, but I think that what's happening here in New Hampshire is the natural result of 1,000 years of history. So it wouldn't be a miracle.
Well, John Gray, you say you expect more freedom to come about, more individual freedom, but I mean, don't you think that the political system changing is part and parcel to that process?
No, I think the political system is lying politicians, and then the great masses, the voters, who think that all they have to do is vote to change the world, and neither of those two components is correct. So I think politics is nothing more than an echo of what's already happening in the world. I don't think that politicians or voters drive affairs in the world. They just react to them.
Well, they drive affairs to some extent. So, for instance, marijuana has been legalized recreationally in Washington and Colorado. Has that not driven change? Certainly pot smokers drove, and people that support pot smokers drove the change to make it legal, but hasn't the change to make it legal driven change beyond that?
Well, let me restate. Wasn't quite right what I said before. The voters, they don't drive anything. Politicians and bureaucrats, they make change happen. They drive things. They'll throw you in jail. But if you think that you can change the world by going and flipping a switch in a polling place, you're wrong. You got to do more than that. You have to take real action. You have to confront a bureaucrat when they are robbing you by the side of the road, even if it's nothing more than telling them, "Hey, buddy, when are you going to get a job? When are you going to stop living off the backs of your neighbors? When are you going to stop robbing people by the side of the road?"
I agree with you, Johnny Ray, that those things are all important.
And I think voting is useless.
Well, I mean, not if it elects people who are freedom-oriented. I mean, if you've got in New Hampshire, you've got 400 state reps. And that is, I believe, the largest legislative body in the United States besides Washington, D.C.?
That's correct. And the largest in the English-speaking world besides the House of Commons and the U.S. House of Representatives. And the fourth largest in the world, excluding whatever that German thing is called.
We've had as many as a dozen liberty activists, like Free State Project participants, not even just liberty folks. There's more liberty people, but just Free State Project participants, people who've moved here to get active for freedom. We've had as many of a dozen of them in there at once. I think there's around 11 of them right now. This next election, maybe we'll hold that number. I'm hoping at the very least we can hold at 12, perhaps maybe even get a few more. But if we could have 24 or, you know, two dozen state reps in there who are straight up voluntarists, anarchists, principled libertarians, that couldn't be a bad thing for the political system, right, Johnny Ray?
No, it couldn't be bad. It's not necessarily a bad thing to have libertarians in office, but I just think that if there's a situation where there's a majority of politicians, libertarian politicians, it's because the battle's already won.
Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators' third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.